I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the winter of 1788 and 89, James Madison was campaigning hard in Virginia to win a seat in the House of Representatives in the first Congress. Madison was fearful that the hard work of the Constitutional Convention of 1787 was in danger of being undone, and his beliefs regarding the new Constitution began to evolve. His initial belief was that if a power of the federal government was not specifically set forth in the Constitution, the power did not exist, and thus posed no danger. But many believed that the federal government needed to be more specifically limited, and Madison somewhat reluctantly came around, saying,
"It is my sincere opinion that the Constitution ought to be revised, and that the first Congress ought to prepare and recommend to the states for ratification the most satisfactory provisions for all essential rights, particularly the rights of conscience in the fullest latitude, the freedom of the press, trials by jury, security against general warrants, etc."
Thus began the gestation of the Bill of Rights. The amendment provisions of the Constitution allow it to be modified as conditions in the country change. Your commercial insurance coverage must adapt to changing conditions as well. Before you renew a commercial insurance policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company professional for a thorough review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.